Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Just a city boy.
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Adam.
And this is Spencer.
And today we have a lesson about you, Spencer.
Oh, wow. I am so flattered. That's right, though. We have a pre-intermediate lesson today, and we are talking about the HSK exam.
Right. Now, the HSK exam is something that many foreigners know a lot about. Mm-hmm. But you will find that not a lot of Chinese people know very much about HSK.
Yeah, so for our Chinese listeners, HSK is 韩语水平考试.
考试.
Yeah, 考试.
Good thing we don't have tones on the HSK.
韩语水平考试. Okay, cool. So we have two people in our lesson today.
Jenny is our Jenny. Yeah. And Jenny is talking to our Spencer.
Okay, so let's go ahead and listen to the dialogue.
All right.
Spencer, what's that book you're reading?
It's an HSK test prep book. I'm taking the test next month.
What's HSK?
It's the big Chinese language proficiency test for non-native speakers.
So it's like IELTS or TOEFL for non-native English speakers?
More or less.
Is it hard?
The test has different levels. I'm taking level 6, which is the most advanced.
That's awesome. What do you need the test for?
It could be used for a school admission or a job application, but I'm taking it more as a personal challenge.
What kind of things do you get tested on?
The test has different components, including listening, reading, and writing.
Can I take a look at your book?
Sure. Here you go.
Wow, some of these questions are really tricky, especially the grammar ones. I'm not even sure I know how to answer those.
Yep, that's the difference between tests and real-life language.
Well, best of luck. I'm sure you'll knock it out of the park.
Okay, so the dialogue kicks off with Jenny, our dear, dear Jenny, asking Spencer, what's the book he's reading?
Yeah, and it's a HSK test prep book.
Okay, so HSK we already talked about. Now, a test prep book. These things make so much money.
That they do.
Every single test has a test prep book. So in North America, for example, we have the SAT. That's a pretty big test. If you go to law school, you have to take the LSAT.
Yeah.
And all these tests, they all have many, many books that you can buy.
That's right, they do. I've taken the GRE in the past.
For
graduate school. Yeah, so there, you're right, Adam. There's tons of different tests, and with these different tests, there's tons of different prep books. So PREP is short for preparation.
Right, or prepare.
Yeah, so to get ready. Right.
Yeah, like before I came to China, I worked in a kitchen, but I wasn't, the chef or the cook. I was what they called a prep cook.
Right, so you would prepare the food cooked.
Right, cut tomatoes or, anything. Any of the, low-level stuff the prep the prep cook does.
Yeah.
But we also prep, right? Before lessons, we always have to prep.
Yeah, so
what are we going to talk about?
Yeah, so we might call that lesson prep.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
That's right. So test prep, lesson prep. What are some other things that you could prep for? There's a lot of
anything.
Things.
Yeah, guys, you need to prepare in life, so you always need to prep for things. Prep for an interview, prep for a meeting, just all of these things.
That's right. Okay, so here in the lesson I say I'm taking the test next month. Jenny here doesn't actually know what the HSK is, and I say, well, it's the big Chinese language proficiency test for non-native speakers.
Okay, so proficiency.
Yeah, proficiency. This is basically like shaping, right? Like the...
Well, it's interesting, right? Because we also use the word fluency.
Mm, that's right.
But there isn't really a... There's no test for fluency, right? Like, you're fluent when you can take the bus and buy things and, you know, make people laugh and stuff like that. Yeah. But when you're proficient, that's a way of showing, like, on paper.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, basically, like, how proficient are you?
Oh, yeah.
There's, like, different levels of proficiency, basically, that can be shown
on paper.
So, for example, HSK has 6 different levels. Number 1 being the lowest, and then 6 being the highest. I'm preparing for level 6. So,
wow, very proficient.
I'm going for the highest level proficiency test, basically.
Right. Okay. And of course, this test is not really for Chinese people who would be native speakers of Chinese. Yeah. This is for non-native speakers.
That's right. So, guys, you are non-native speakers of English. You might be more familiar with these other 2 tests. And what are they, Adam?
Okay, number 1 is IELTS. And the other one I do not know how to say, to be honest with you.
In English we just say the TOEFL.
TOEFL. Okay, TOEFL.
Yeah, TOEFL.
And yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it makes sense. I mean, they're both, again, we call them proficiency tests and not fluency tests because it's going to be universities, right? And maybe jobs looking at these results. Mm. So it doesn't matter if you're fluent and you can, you know, like take an airplane and order coffee and all those things. It is something that they write on paper that somebody can check and say, okay, you're good enough.
More or less.
More or less. Yeah. So more or less means kind of.
Yeah. Pretty much. More or less.
More or less.
It's our grammar point of the day. And so for any time, guys, where you're speaking English and then you want to say in Chinese, 差不多, you could probably just say more or less.
Yeah, more or less. You can use it all the time.
Hey, Adam, you were sick last week. Are you better now?
More or less.
Yeah, pretty much. How was the show yesterday? I heard it was great.
It was more or less all right.
Okay, more or less. Yeah, it was pretty good. 差不多吧. Okay, so let's move along here. The test has different levels. Like I had mentioned earlier, I'm taking the 6, which is the most advanced.
Wow. Okay, so basically from 1 to 6 is like saying the most basic to the most advanced.
That's right. So advanced just being, you know, the toughest, the hardest, the highest, you know, most difficult. But advanced also, you know, isn't just about, you know, things that are hard, but advanced can be, for example, today's technology is much more advanced than 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He was in the Olympics 4 years ago. He is a very advanced athlete.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I just thought about something bad, though, too, Spencer.
Such as?
You could say, like, if you're sick, like really sick, you could say, like, advanced stages of...
Ooh, cancer.
Whatever. Cancer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. So it basically...
That's a sad
basically
one,
something that is advanced. It is something that is highly developed.
Yes, the furthest, the highest.
Yeah, so, for example, Adam just used the example of sickness. So if you have advanced cancer... This is like Ai Zheng de Wan Qi, like the last stages.
The last.
Yeah, of cancer. So, yeah. Advanced can be good or bad.
Right.
So we should move along here. So Jenny asks, you know, what do I need the test for? You know, I said, well, it could be used for school admission or a job application. But I'm taking it more as a personal challenge, which is true. These are all true here. So school admission, I think you guys are probably familiar with this.
Yeah. Now, it's interesting that we don't say, like, school application here, because you do need to apply to schools. Mm-hmm. It's just that a lot of times schools will have admission requirements, one of which is, you know, like, English proficiency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And basically, so what you do is you apply to a school, you know, with an application and stuff. And if they want you, they admit you into the school, right? So you pass through admission, we say.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay, cool. And here we have the word job application. Well, I just mentioned applying for school, but when you apply for a job, you usually fill out some sort of job application.
Right. And hopefully you get hired. You're not going to get admitted to a job. You get admitted to a school and hired at
a
job.
That's right. So remember that, guys. Admitted to a school, hired for a job.
But it sounds like Spencer, the dialogue Spencer or you, I don't know which one, it sounds like they're not doing it for school or for a job, but more as a personal challenge.
Yeah, this is true. You know, I've spent all these years studying Chinese, sometimes more serious than others. But yeah, you know, I thought, why not?
Sure.
I'd like the personal challenge at this point, and I'd like to be able to have the, this isn't in our lesson today, but I'd like to have the credentials.
Yeah.
You know, just be able to put it on my resume. So if I ever do, you know, apply for a job or maybe go for a PhD, I can say, hey, I have HSK6.
That's right. Yeah.
So moving along here, Jenny seems to be pretty, you know, curious about what's on the test, right? So she says, what kind of things do you get tested on?
Okay, so you guys all know that test is a noun, but it can also be a verb here, right? To be tested or to get tested.
So you can get tested by going to the doctor and having a body checkup. You can be tested by taking a test. Or if somebody is really kind of annoying you and you really don't want to get mad, but they're kind of making you mad, you can say, wow, this person is really testing me. They're testing my patience.
Sure. And like even children do that all the time with their parents, right? They'll test like the limits or test the boundaries.
Right. And we also say that life is full of tests. Not necessarily actual tests that you sit down and do, but just tests in everyday life. Life comes with challenges.
Right.
So either way, talking about the HSK test, it has different components.
Okay, here is a fancy word for parts.
Yeah, different parts, exactly. So a test can have components, but also like, I feel like machinery can kind of have components.
Right, like electronics.
Yeah exactly. So like the inside of a computer, you know, if you open it up, it might have different, you know, electrical components to it, right?
Yes, exactly. Which, as I just said, I mean, it has different parts. Everything has different parts. On the test, of course, you know, like any other test, it's listening, reading, and writing.
Yeah, that's right. And Jenny here seems to think that some of the questions are really tricky.
Okay, so before we heard the word hard, right? You know, as in difficult. So tricky here also means difficult. But it's a certain kind of difficult because these test questions, they always try to
it's on purpose. They try to, you know, make it difficult by giving you things that are, you know, very similar or something like that. This word though, tricky, makes me think of the term magic tricks, right? So if somebody does a magic trick, it's like, wow, how did he do that? I don't know, it's a trick, you know, there's some special unclear way of how it's done.
Right, so it's like difficult just for like normal people
to do. Yeah, just difficult to understand, right? So questions can be really tricky, and people can be kind of tricky.
And relationships, right? People's relationships are very tricky.
So you might think, wow, you know, I really love my girlfriend or my boyfriend, but Sometimes it's just so difficult. You know, relationships are tricky.
Right. Yeah, life is hard.
So a lot of good, useful stuff here today, guys. So moving along, despite all these questions being tricky, Jenny thinks that I'll knock it out of the park. Well, thank you for the encouragement, Jenny.
That's right, Dialogue Jenny. You're the best. And you use the best phrases.
So knock it out of the park. This is a phrase that we use in America a lot. It's connected to baseball. And what does it mean, Adam?
Well, it basically means success. Really, really, really big success.
So you'll do really well. If you knock it out of the park, if you're playing baseball, you hit the ball and it goes really far and you automatically score a point. So you'll knock it out of the park. It's instant success. Okay, cool.
You got it.
Shall we listen to the dialogue one more time?
We shall.
Spencer, what's that book you're reading?
It's an HSK test prep book. I'm taking the test next month.
What's HSK?
It's the big Chinese language proficiency test for non-native speakers.
So it's like IELTS or TOEFL for non-native English speakers?
More or less.
Is it hard?
The test has different levels. I'm taking level 6, which is the most advanced.
That's awesome. What do you need the test for?
It could be used for a school admission or a job application, but I'm taking it more as a personal challenge.
What kind of things do you get tested on?
The test has different components, including listening, reading, and writing.
Can I take a look at your book?
Sure. Here you go.
Wow, some of these questions are really tricky, especially the grammar ones. I'm not even sure I know how to answer those.
Yep, that's the difference between tests and real-life language.
Well, best of luck. I'm sure you'll knock it out of the park.
Okay, so today, guys, we've talked a bit about the HSK test, and if any of you have ever taken the TOEFL or the IELTS, you'll see that's really quite tricky. And not just for non-natives, even for natives, too, you know?
That's what's so funny is even, like, in our dialogue, this Jenny, I'm starting to think maybe she's not, like, the real-life Jenny because she, you know, our Jenny is
super
very,
smart.
Very, very smart. And I think she would not find these questions tricky. But Spencer and I both have the experience of, you know, showing our friends, our Chinese friends, some of these questions and then just being like, huh?
It's true. And likewise, if I were to take a TOEFL test tomorrow, I don't know, there's a good chance I'm not going to get a perfect score. I might mess something up just because, I don't know, who knows?
I definitely would not get a perfect score. My problem is I'm bad at taking tests. I'm really bad at taking tests.
I'm not super great at taking tests either. I don't know, it depends.
Right now, as we speak, as we record, there is only one of us who has ever passed the HSK
exam. Oh, and that's you,
exam.
Right, Adam?
So next month, Spencer is going to have HSK 6. I have HSK 5. But right now, as of this very moment, there is only one of us who has, you know, something that can demonstrate their proficiency in the Chinese language. And that is yours.
Congratulations, Adam. Kudos to you, buddy. Kudos.
Oh, thank you. Well, what do you guys think? You should leave that comment below. Is Spencer going to succeed? Is he going to knock it out of the park?
Or is he going to fail big time? Either way, guys, if you've ever taken the TOEFL or the IELTS, or any other test, you know, related to English proficiency, feel free to leave us your comments and thoughts about those tests here in our comment section. And, well, we'll see you next time, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, bye, guys.
Working hard.